We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, your voice, your vote. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News projects Donald Trump will once again become president of the United States.
I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve.
Trump before his supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida overnight, declaring victory. One of the keys to his winning, the big swing states of Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. As for Kamala Harris, ABC's Mary Bruce has been covering her campaign.
I can only imagine what is going through her head as she has to switch gears and go from writing what I imagine she had hoped was a victory speech to now coming out and somehow, you know, thanking her supporters, trying to offer perhaps some kind of explanation as to how we got here.
This is ABC News. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani ordered to appear in court later this week after being accused of hiding much of the property in a New York apartment that was supposed to go toward paying millions for defaming election workers in the last election. Stress in the workplace, taking its toll on our hearts.
Even people without any known heart disease can see a negative impact on their heart health in a stressful workplace. A study in the Journal of the American Heart Association looked at body mass index, diet, cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood glucose levels. It found that men and women between 45 and 84 who have not experienced heart issues will nevertheless have up to a 27% less favorable health profile when they're subjected to consistent work-related stress. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Police at Penn State are investigating an incident involving former NFL star Jason Kelce and a man over the weekend. Videos show Kelce smashing the man's phone after the man made a crude comment about Kelce's brother. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today only, there are 25 all-new reasons to shop at Macy's. Because right now, you can take an extra 25% off all women's, men's, and kids' clearance, in-store and online. Save an extra 25% on fall updates for you and your family. And find a whole lot of other surprising deals on the brands and styles you love. It's all happening today only. So make sure to check out Macy's and check a few things off your list. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Former President Donald Trump wins Wisconsin's presidential vote. With 99% of the vote counted, the Associated Press has called the race for Trump, who defeated Vice President Kamala Harris by a 50-49 margin in the Badger State. The win gives Trump Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. The race for Wisconsin's U.S. Senate seat is tight. With 99% of the votes counted, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin has taken a lead over Republican businessman Eric Hovde by a margin of just over 25,000 votes, or 49% to 48%. Baldwin is seeking her third term in the Senate. And in Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District, Republican Tony Weed defeated Democrat Kristen Lierley by a 51-48 margin. Weed will replace Republican Mike Gallagher, who stepped away from his congressional seat in March. Weed will serve out the remainder of Gallagher's term before beginning his own 2-year term next year. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There's something about a plate of warm cookies that sends you back in time. Relive your childhood memories with this year's We Energies Cookie Book. Pick up your copy and start creating new memories. Go to weenergies.com to find a distribution event near you. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze.
It's America.
It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor. That's a star-spangled bummer. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of homeownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A little fog this morning, then mostly cloudy all day today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 35. Tomorrow, sunshine, 52. On Friday, sunny with a high of 55. For amazing fall and winter getaways or some great holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm dreaming, stupid, I think I've been hit by Cupid, but no one needs to know right now. I met a tall, dark, and handsome man, and I've been busy making big plans, but no one needs to know. Got my heart set, my feet wet, but he don't even know yet. But no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, that I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. I want bells to ring, the white dress, the guest, the cake, the car, the whole darn thing, but no one needs to know right now. I'll tell him someday, someway, somehow, but I'm gonna keep it a secret now. We'll have a little girl, a little boy, a little Benji. We go
I was lost and all alone, an empty heart without a home, just at the time when I needed a friend. She came along and she took me in, and every time I'm feeling down, when the world closes in somehow, just at the moment when I need her most, she comes to me and she holds me close. My baby's got good timing, don't know how, but she reads my mind, and there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing. In the night, when the world is quiet, and she's lying here by my side, when it's her sweet love I need, that's the moment when she comes to me. My baby's got good timing, don't know how, but she reads my mind, and there's just one way to describe it. My baby's got good timing. When she loves me, she always loves me right on time. When she holds me, she's oh so close, I can feel her heart beat with mine. My baby's got good timing. My baby's got good timing.
Yes, she does.
Don't know how, but she reads my mind. And there's just one way to describe it.
And I know
my baby's got good timing. My baby's got good
timing. She's right on.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Why'd you come in here looking like that, in your cowboy boots and your painted on jeans, all decked out like a cowgirl's dream? Why'd you come in here looking like that? Here comes my baby, dragging my heart behind. He's driving me crazy. Every girl around, I'm a soft-hearted woman, he's a hard-headed.
all decked out like a cowgirl's dream. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that? When you can stop traffic in a gunny sack. Why, you're almost giving me a heart attack. When you walk right in here looking like that. Why'd you come in here looking like that? Why'd you come in here looking like that?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Dolly Parton, why'd you come in here looking like that here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning? Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-30s. Looks like we're going to see 50 today. We're going to dry out just a bit, and we have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be chatting with Rod Bain as he talks with Gary Crawford with USDA. Gary Crawford's been part of USDA Radio since 1974, and what a career Gary's had. And Rod's going to chat with Gary a little bit about that here coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Speaking of farm broadcasting, next week we are on the road as we continue on with our winter meetings. We'll be heading to Kansas City, Missouri next week for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, and we will be there next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
This is Dairy Radio Now. It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, we pick up from last month's segment on improving silage. You touched on forage preservation and how there are things we can and cannot control. And one of the things we can control are fermentation profiles and how we can glean some useful info from these profiles. Tell us more.
Yes, everybody understands the importance of fermentation, but I don't know if every farmer is looking at fermentation profiles, and that's, I think, an important thing. It's a test that can be run on silages to evaluate how well the fermentation was completed, and then we can glean things from there and say, you know, if there was some stumbling blocks, what do we need to do better next year? If you ever ran a fermentation profile on a silage, we can kind of go over what some good results would be. So if you're making a, say, an alfalfa haylage, you want to see a pH that's around 4.5 or 4.7. And that's kind of in stark contrast to where if you're doing a corn silage, we want to see generally below a 4 or around a 4, 4.2 to 3.7, somewhere in there. When we come to talking about the acids, there's the two predominant ones are going to be your lactic acid and your acetic acid. And we can tell how well the fermentation went not only by just looking at the pH, the lower the pH, the more complete the fermentation, but also looking at the amount of lactic and acetic acid. Now, again, back in your alfalfa haylage, we'd like to see somewhere between 2 to 4% lactic acid, whereas in our corn silage, we'd like to see somewhere between 4 and 7% lactic acid. On the acetic side, for our alfalfa haylage, we'd like to see somewhere between 1 and 2% lactic acid. And on the corn silage side, we'd like to see somewhere between 1 and 3% acetic acid. Now, the lactic acid is a stronger acid, and you can consider that kind of like your workhorse of the acid profile in your silage, and that's what really is responsible for dropping the pH. But you can also look at your lactic to acetic ratio, and we want to see somewhere between 2.5 to 5 for that. So somewhere between, you know, at least twice as much lactic as acetic, if not even more. And so you can run these tests and evaluate how your fermentation went based on the results of these tests. It's good information to look at. It's not going to change anything for that year's silage, but can provide some useful insight, provides a lot of on what went well and what are some areas of improvement for next year's silage. And one of the things we know that can really help a fermentation profile is the use of an inoculant. And there's a lot of different brands out there. Crystal Creek has a brand called Inoculoc, and it's a forage inoculant for forage preservation. So much effort goes into that last step, and if that fermentation goes well, we're off to the races, and if it doesn't go well, we're stuck with that for 12 months. And it's just the inoculant, to me, is just such a small piece of almost like insurance to help drive that fermentation in a positive direction.
Thanks for the visit today, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiderman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
What are some of the examples of state participation to develop an updated testing regime of milk for potential H5N1 contamination? We hear more from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
An expanded testing regime of bulk milk for the potential H5N1 virus recently announced by the Agriculture Department, starting with states with reported cases of the virus in dairy cattle, with the hope of expansion to all 50 states. Additional details about testing were provided by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack in a visit to Iowa, including...
We will pay for the cost of sampling, pay for the testing and the shipping and all of the expenses associated with this. We're in the process of putting together the formal guidance as to how exactly this is going to work. To do that, we want to make sure we're working collaboratively with our state partners, the state veterinarians, the state ag commissioners and secretaries and directors, so that we get their input in terms of how best to craft this. But I think you're going to find that there's a genuine desire and interest to do this, the part of most folks, and to be able to hopefully begin the process of replicating what we have in Colorado.
He adds the updated testing regime should begin sometime this month. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The 2024 election is history, and we'll head to our nation's capital and visit with National Milk's Chris Galen on our Policy Thursday tomorrow. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one-bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. And Betty shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. 'Cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Apologizing, he says they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times. So take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss this. Yeah, you're gonna miss this.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on bottle, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You're still with me and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom,
It's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. David Lee Murphy and Dust on the Bottle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Reports. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. 38 in downtown Durant. Let's take a look at markets from the overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're mostly lower. December down 6 to 1913. January down 5 to 1924. February up 3 to 1933. March milk down 2 at 1931. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels down 3 yesterday to 183. 40-pound blocks down 4 to 179. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 267 and a half, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 3/4 to 139 and a half, no trades. Dry whey up 1 1/4 to 61 3/4 for trades on the day. Cattle futures and hogs are both called higher today as markets will now kind of review what happened with the election, but now move back to more of the fundamentals and what will happen with cash markets this week. They're still expecting some stronger demand, but there is still some uncertainty in the cash markets, but they are at least expected to open higher on the futures side today. December live cattle opens today at 184.77, February 185.95, April 187. November feeder cattle open at 246.15, January 242.35, March at 240.50. December hogs open at 81.12, February 84.50, April at 88.10. Meanwhile, in the grain markets today, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving up mostly lower on concerns of a higher dollar and worries about future Chinese demand. As the election has been called for President Trump to return to the White House. Now, the U.S. equity markets are higher. As the Trump administration is thought to be positive to corporate earnings, but there is also a concern about increasing tariffs and that how that could affect exports of agriculture products. December corn up 1 3/4 or down 1 3/4 rather this morning at 416 3/4. March down 2 1/2 to 429 1/2. May down 2 3/4 to 436 1/4. New crop 25 down 4 1/4 to 438. November beans down 20 to 973 3/4. January down 17 1/4 to 984 1/2. March down 19 to 995 3/4. New crop 25 down 18 1/2 to 1017 1/4. December soybean meal down 560 to 293.90, while December soybean oil up 20 cents to 45.19. Chicago wheat December down 8 to 564 1/2. March down 8 1/4 to 582 3/4. Minneapolis wheat December down 7 3/4 to 602 3/4. March down 7 1/4 to 625. Energy markets lower this morning. A December crude oil down 88 cents to 71.11. January down 87 cents to 70.69. December gas now down 3 cents to 201. January also down 3 cents to 199. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 354, December 364, January 367, new crop 25,
$3.87. Cash beans, $9.17. December, $9.22. January, $9.27. New crop, $25. $9.51. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn, $3.63.5. December, $3.68.5. January, $3.79. February, $3.82. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn, $3.73. December, $3.83. January, $3.92. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.66. Cash beans, $9.16. January beans, $9.21. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn, $3.73. New crop, $25, $3.92. Cash beans, $9.17. New crop, $25, $9.46. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn, $3.79, April, $4.15, May, $4.17, new crop, $25, $4.04, cash beans, $9.59, April, $9.96, May, $9.99, new crop, $25, $9.77. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn, $3.66, January, $3.71, cash beans, $9.19, January, $9.29. Allied corn or at cattle markets from Equity, rather, beef fed cattle 178 to 190, Holstein fed cattle 150 to 174, market cows 91 to 126, bulls 130 to 153, calves 330 to 1000, beef steers 185 to 372, Holstein steers 120 to 295. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 210 and down, and ewes 125 and down. Goat markets, does 150 and down, bucks 205 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 177 to 185, finished beef heifers 177 to 183.50, finished dairy steers 168 to 175, market cows 94 to 114, market bulls 143 to 149. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Center!
When I was 14, I was falling fast for a blue-eyed girl in my homeroom class. Trying to find the courage to ask her out was like trying to get oil from a water spout. What she would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, then she moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. The longer I live, the more I believe. You do have to give if you want to receive. There's a time to listen, a time to talk, and you might have to crawl even after you walk. Hatch your things blow up in my face. Sing the long shot, win the race. Been knocked down by the slamming door. Picked myself up and came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 1073 FM. WRDN.
Everybody wants an easy ride on the merry-go-round that we call life. Take a drive on cruise control, then you wait to find it's a winding road. I had my dreams in view when the money ran out and the engine blew. Hung my tears out to dry, then my dreams fell out of that clear blue sky. And I was walking the clouds, feeling so safe and sound. Something else knocks me down. Well, oh, that's the way it is. You gotta roll with the punches. That's the way it goes. You gotta bend when the wind blows. You live, you learn. You crash and burn. It's hit or miss. And that's the way it is. One fine day you wake up completely hopelessly falling in love. He's just what you're looking for. The only problem is that the man's not sure. Another guy'll give you everything. Only problem is you don't feel a thing. Well, I know from experience, nothing's ever gonna make perfect sense. Oh, one day you get what you want, but it's not what you think. Then you get what you need. Well, oh, that's the way it is. You gotta roll with the punches. That's the way it goes. You gotta bend when the wind blows. You live, you learn, you crash and burn. It is.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Well, a familiar voice to you is celebrating a milestone this year. 50 years of providing Agriculture Department news and information in a style all his own. Rod Bain sits down with colleague Gary Crawford.
Walter Mitty, Forrest Gump. Characters living charmed lives, whether in the magic of the movies or their own minds. A charmed life is that of someone you hear on your radio, streaming device, laptop on a regular basis. Someone celebrating a career milestone, 50 years at USDA Radio.
A lot of stories. I thank God putting me into these places doing radio here at the department has been a very happy experience.
I'm Rod Bain. Coming up, the golden anniversary celebration of USDA Radio's own Gary Crawford in this edition of Agriculture USA. 1974. Much history packed in that year. One 50-year highlight, the first time a creative soul set foot within the USDA complex in Washington, D.C. on a new assignment.
Into the secret chamber deep beneath the Agriculture Department building in Washington. Well, let's get in. Yes, and hit the button, then go back into the past.
Since then, what USDA radio reporter-producer Gary Crawford has brought listeners in the way of vital information mixed with theater of the mind and unique historical perspective has been, well, stellar.
I had gotten out of the Air Force after 4 years. I was just taking a film animation course taught by a person in the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
That USDA connection connected Gary with what was then the information office for an interview. He was hired that same day. Gary's first agriculture secretary, Earl Butts. President Gerald Ford was less than 1 month into his presidency when Gary joined USDA Radio. What hasn't changed is Gary's ability to interview subjects and present news and features in a creative way. In addition to agriculture secretaries, a 1989 visit with the President of the United States.
This was George Bush One. They had enough trust in me to let me host this call-in show with the President.
A 1984 interview with Smokey Bear, the original voice of Smokey, that is. Washington, D.C. radio personality Jackson Weaver.
Being able to do the voice of Smokey has been a lot of fun.
As well as ag producers from all walks of life or animation.
This is Farmer Fudd. I was just starting my chores when I happened to look over toward my carrot patch, and who do you think I saw right in the middle of it?
Gary, indeed, has been all over the place, and his theater of the mind approach, born from the golden age of radio, has allowed such journeys to take place. Whether noting Farmer's role in Allied success in the D-Day invasion and World War II.
A landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force.
Heavy firing now just behind us.
Or never confusing tax codes with geography.
Hey, I got an uncle lives in Texas.
No, taxes, you know, money, dollars.
Dallas, that's where my uncle lives, Dallas, Texas.
Or covering a hearing, or more, featuring USDA officials or policy discussions such as farm bills.
I can't count the number of times that I've had to take a taxi to cover a hearing, stand in line at the Capitol building to get in, finding one or two places to plug in your recorder to get a feed, finding no tables or chairs, sitting under tables on your knees for 2.5 hour hearings.
Professional achievements of note for Gary? Up close coverage of the 1979 tractorcade on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Tractors into the city during a snowstorm. I ended up on one of the tractors with farmers. I was interviewing them on Independence Avenue in the snowstorm, and right ahead of us, they had brought this old dilapidated tractor in, flipping it over and setting it on fire in the middle of Independence Avenue. So I did a play-by-play of the scene there.
Numerous New York Radio Festival Awards. And in 2004, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Dix Harper Meritorious Service Award.
I just was overwhelmed by it. They don't realize how happy it made me and how it made me feel like my work was not going out into the ether to be unused, unheard, and was actually making a difference. interested. I really appreciated that.
Great appreciation indeed from and for a legendary broadcaster. And all this covers just his USDA radio career. We'll have to talk about Gary's meeting with the King, Elvis Presley, his interview of returning prisoners of war from Vietnam, and his gold record, among other things, some other time. For now, a toast for a charmed 50-year tenure at USDA Radio for Gary Crawford. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod, and congratulations, Gary, on 50 years at USDA. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.